The two units of the Zion plant shut down 17 years ago, but the site is far from deserted. Guards are there to check your social security number a day ahead of any allowed visit and look at your photo ID at the gate. Then a guided tour reveals a few hundred people are now taking the plant apart, a process federal regulators call rip and ship. But the most dangerous material with a high level of radioactivity may stay at Zion a long time. It's the spent fuel from the plant. Recently, it was moved in concrete and steel casks a few hundred yards to a concrete pad inside a fence that has barbed wire on top. Mark Walker is vice president with Energy Solutions, the company with the license and contract to decommission the Zion plant. Walker shows off the independent spent fuel storage installation.
And there's your UFC pad right there. 61 containers of spent fuel, and will remain there until the federal government decides what they want to do with spent fuel.
The dry storage worries some nuclear power watchdogs who argue if the former spent fuel water pool at Zion is taken away, it could be unsafe to fix any flaws with the storage casks. Mark Walker says Energy Solutions also has to be careful with less contaminated plant waste that's being hauled to places like Texas and Utah in reinforced and covered rail cars. Could those trains derail like oil and other trains sometimes do?
We're always taking every precaution we can in the transportation of this material. We want to make sure that we safely get it there.
There's also asbestos removal going on in some buildings. Put all the work together and decommissioning Zion could cost nearly $1 billion by the time the job is expected to be finished a few years from now. Much of the money has already been set aside by customers of Zion's owners, the utility Exelon Corporation, and its subsidiary, Commonwealth Edison.
We have the room till 9. I don't think we'll be going over that.
At this community meeting last week, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the public discussed how decommissioning is going as part of the plant's license termination plan. The session nearly did go until 9 p.m., as skeptics like Tom Riley of the public interest group Vista 360 raised numerous questions about financing.
Are we getting a fair shake? Is it being done efficiently and effectively?
Riley says this appears to be the first big nuclear plant decommissioning where a third party, Energy Solutions, or its subsidiary, Zion Solutions, is doing the work instead of a utility. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's Bruce Watson says his agency's bottom line is no different.
We still inspect them to the same safety standards. We expect the same safety performance.
If Exelon is trying to speed up work at Zion to turn the site into something else, it isn't saying. The firm says there are a number of options, including recreational, commercial, and other uses. It's also too early to say if Dominion, the owner of the Kewaunee plant, will also go the third-party route. Dominion says the rest of Kewaunee's spent fuel will be moved into dry storage by the end of next year, but that dismantlement of the plant isn't scheduled to start until 2069. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.